And we're set to go here. Team Survivor gets it on 3-2-1. We are set to go. Gods and Frag Robbers going at it. We pick it up with Hollow and Frag Robbers off the spawn as Hollow looking down toward the Pier 13 sign. Nobody home there for him quite yet as his clanmates basically disappear. He is left there to fend for himself as we go upstairs into the storage hallway. Nobody home is Keem of Gods. Ooh, Kemo jumping through and quickly gunned down in the storage hallway there. Big SR8 round from Satan's SR8 does him in. Blood and body parts all over the air. HE grenades being let loose by Hollow, who is under the Pier 13 sign, tossing them over toward the main pathway where we see God Zolano hanging with his clanmate Bullet. And guys, this is not safe to attack on this map. You don't win by sitting back here and pushing yourself into a corner. Just thought I'd pass that advice along as we see Bullet taking a couple of pot shots here with his G36. Over toward the Pier 13 gate. Nobody home, though. Again, coming up from the bottom level of the bottom level here of the center building, it is Gods. Or, excuse me, it is Frag Robbers. Very quick. Hollow running around the bar, jumping in the water. Bullet is going to join him for a swim. We go mono in the water, and it's going to be Bullet that takes out Hollow. Now, up on the bar, we have Freckus and Steel of the Frag Robbers, both with LR-300s. Watch them come out of the water here. You will hear them. As we now see Steve going in search of the Gods player who jumped in the water. I don't see him. He must still be in the water. One of the piers out here as we go back under there. And no, he is not there. We're going to go and find him. Mega Boy and Pain God, last two gamers. And here comes Pain God up from the cellar of the center building. The middle building is what it is dubbed. And quickly being attacked. It is Steel by Mega Boy. Now it's 2-on-1. Mega Boy and Pain God going after Frakus, who jumps in the water just underneath the Noob Tower. Swims under the plank as he tries to get up. Interesting spot to park yourself as he is. He's actually underneath the balcony, under the plank. And, well, that was not that good of a spot as Mega Boy quickly comes through there, gunning him down. First victory goes to Gods, 1-0. Is our score. We respawn again. We start with the Frag Robbers out on the main path here on UT Docks. Going upstairs on top of the office rooftop, it is Satan with the SR8. Once again, Hollow holding back. Got an HE, switches back to his SR8 as we're going to go in-game and try to find some other action here. Here comes Cannonballs up on the Fish Factory ramp. He is joined by a clanmate, Frakus. So Frakus and Seal now up on the Fish Factory balcony. That's what I'm trying to say. Pain God and quickly Kemo and Mega Boy hopping on to that balcony area. Cannonballs being done in, but Frakus coming down the ramp is outgunned by Frakus actually survived. Check that. He survived. Steel died, and Frakus is doing a nice job here, getting a one kill, getting two kills. Satan spammed mercilessly by Pain God out on the front side of the map. So it looks like it's a 4-on-2 in favor of Gods once again. As we follow Pain God here for Clan Gods out front, climbing up on to the building. He's on the second level. He goes inside, opens the door, looking to make his way into the kitchen, but decides to stop in the window, drop down to the cellar where we see a couple of dead bodies here under heavy attack from Frakus. But Pain God doing a nice job there, getting the kill. They get the point, 2-0. We spawn with Gods on the back street. And no, these are not the Backstreet Boys. These are the Gods of the back street. We follow Zolano leading the charge now, giving up to Mega Boy as they run through the storage facility and out towards the storage hallway. And coming around up on the ledge, it is Satan crouching down. SRA takes a shot down the hallway. Nobody there in the storage facility to receive that bullet. So Satan quickly retreating back on to the office rooftop. Hollow now yo-yoing up and down the cellar stairs there, looking out. Switches to his SRA, which is aimed up, not surprisingly, at the storage hallway window. As we hear it go off in the background, Zolano managed to slow down Satan's SR8 round again. As a lot of SR8s here early on, there's another SR8 kill. Satan dying, Mega Boy doing the killing. And up the ladder we go in to the storage facility under. Mega Boy could not get out of the way, could not switch his weapons. Hollow gets the kill for the frag robbers as we now go up on to the upper level balcony on the back side of the map. The storage facility balcony is what it is called. And jumping down very quickly, Hollow making a move back out towards the front of the map. Here he comes underneath the Pier 13 gate, making a move out towards the main pathway. Does a little ledge climbing, goes back down into the cellar where he meets up with Frakus. So Frakus and Hollow in the cellar, and dropping down from above was Bullet. He's spammed by MP5K fire, and he goes down above Gods as frag robbers have gotten one point back. As we follow Cannonball up into the U-shaped hallway upstairs, he drops a couple grenades in there, tries to clear the area, but Mega Boy waiting right above the kitchen door. LR-300 out. He's just waiting for someone to stick their head through that doorway. And we may get a taker here in at Cannonball. Cannonball let loose with his MP5K, and it finds Mega Boy, who decided to give up on his comfortable position there and go for the attack. That did not bode well for him as he dies. Cannonball's under heavy attack. Pain God doing the killing here. Nice work by Pain God. MP5K. He meets up with another gamer in the U-shaped hallway. Who is that? That happens to be Steel of the Frag Robbers. Climbs up, shot off the noob tower by Pain God with the MP5K all the way down on the main. SR8 shots from Satan. Satan now one-on-one. You know, an auto is always going to beat a sniper rifle in close combat. I don't know why gamers do not switch sooner to try to get the drop, but they never do. We follow Hollow now. Frag Robbers off the spawn on the office rooftop, climbing on the ledge, aiming down the storage hallway, storage facility. At the far end, we see Zolano and Pain God come through there. You heard the glass break. Nobody jumped through. You heard another shot go off as we see Satan now dropping down. Going to get ready to toss another grenade in there. Not going to be able to get it far enough down. Second grenade gets quite a way down there. Pain God, great toss. Satan gets the kill. He comes through with the Spas 12 unloading boomstick. Not very effective there as Chemo's DE round pistol whipped Satan to death. Zolano and Chemo heal up now just above the stairwell there in the storage facility. And they come under a quick attack here by Frakus, who had come across the bridge from the Uptown building, but he too shot down. Chemo dropping a grenade just a bit early, decided not to let it go, kills himself, and just like that, frag robbers come from behind and win the round. You don't win when you kill yourself. So with Gods, 3-2 is our score in favor of Gods. As we approach the 11-minute mark, Chemo up on top of the Fish Factory rooftop. Grenades being tossed his direction. Quickly making a run over to the other part of the Fish Factory. Nice little bunny hop on to the SID building. SR8 out. He's going to have to watch his backside there as he jumps across and in to the Fish Factory. He whips out the UMP-45 very quietly, crouched just next to the ramp that leads up to the Fish Factory balcony. No action taken a place above as there are no frag robbers around for Chemo. Looks like he's going to jump onto the SID building, quickly over to the Uptown building and on the bridge as he comes into the storage facility. SR8 out in hand, looking down the storage hallway. Nobody home. We pick up Frakus again. Back and forth they go in the cellar of that middle building, but they quickly leave there. Satan now joins them up on top of the bar behind the Proto-Cola sign. Satan drops down, SR8 in his hand. He hops into the water for no reason at all. Back up onto the rooftop. Satan goes SR8 out. He is zoomed in over toward that Pier 13 gate. We do have gunfire under that Pier 13 gate sign as Cannonball's now down past the guard shack, running up to the back street, climbs up the grate, up the pipe, finds Chemo camping up top on the storage facility balcony. SR shot that does him in. We are tied 3 apiece here as we approach the 10-minute mark on UT Docs. So far, it's been some modest gaming here as we see Hollow letting loose with an SR8 shot. It hits in the vest, not kill, as now we see Pain God catching a shot at Bully from Frakus of Frag Robbers. passing the guard shack was hollow with a nice run down the main street, but his life quickly extinguished by a bullet from, or by a God bullet. Doing a great job there. Cannonball's entering the kitchen. He gets gunned down. Turning up the heat in the kitchen. That was Mega Boy. Steel coming through, doing two kills. Gets Zolano as well. They close the door. Steel and Frakus looking to heal up. They open up the door the opposing way. Bullet in a lot of trouble. He is bleeding. He is down below, passing the guard shack. He tries to get behind the guard shack. Does he? Heals, switches weapons, reloads the G36, and gets assistance from Chemo of Gods. 3-3 is our score here. Hitting the 9-minute mark as we see Chemo and a Bullet of Clan Gods doing a good job. 2-on-2, they take on Frakus and Satan. Watch out for Satan's SRA. You know he has it out. Actually, I'm wrong. He's got the boomstick out. That's right. The Spaz 12. We'll have to see what he can do with that as he hops off the stairwell over the room adjacent to the kitchen. Is he going to go in? Yes, he does. He gets two shots off, three shots. Two of them hit, not taking him down. Satan able to gun down Chemo. And there is the victory. Chemo was bleeding. Frakus cleans him up in the kitchen, and point goes to Frag Robbers. As we follow Cannonballs on the respawn, he's got an HE grenade. He drops it into the adjoining room next to the kitchen, drops a second one down in the cellar stairwell. Nobody home for Gods. As you hear gunfire being exchanged over in the fish factory hallway, Steel hit in the helmet by Pain God as Mega Boy gets a whole lot of hole from Steel's DE, lifeless body laying on the ground there just next to the ramp. As we see Steel now drop down into the cellar with Frake as they go up the stairs and emerge out on the front side of the map, just above him in the U-shaped hallway. Making a very quick run is Zolano in pursuit as Frakus. He's got him in his sights. Gunfire up on top of the fish factory rooftop. Frakus going down. Zolano with a nice kill. He is under heavy attack. Looks like one had to reload. That was Zolano not able to reload quick enough. His Steel going to get a kill with the LR-300 and is now a two-point advantage here in favor of Frag Robbers, 5-3. As we approach the 7-minute mark in the match, Clan's doing a nice job here so far. It's been very tight, very close gaming. Frag Robbers stealing the last two rounds here. As we find four of the Frag Robber gamers down in the cellar once again, they seem to like that area and usually congregate out on the front side of the map, over near the pathway, over near the office rooftop as we see them out there once again. And here comes Hollow up from the cellar. He is on the stairwell. As we go to the back side of the map, we pick up some gunfire there. Pain God dropping down now into the storage facility, running across the bridge. He sees one of his gamers out near the guard shack, running across the fish factory rooftop, just out of reach. Pain God let loose a shot with the SR-8. It did not hit as he is on top of the Uptown building. He's got Steel in his sights, Steel trying to avoid the shots. Steel hits a bullet in the Kevlar vest. Bullet going down. Steel getting the kill. Actually, that was Frakus getting the kill. Steel jumping over now on to the SID rooftop. Makes another jump over to the Uptown building. E out. Switches to his MP5K, but it's not going to matter. Zolano getting the kill on Cannonballs. Or check that. Cannonballs getting the final kill on Zolano. 6-3 our score here. Gods needs to do something here in order to stop this little streak here of three in a row by Frag Robbers. Hollow coming through the Pier 13 sign. Grenades being tossed his direction. He quickly retreats down to the main street. Holding back Hollow now. Calling for a medic. Just under the bridge. Somewhat of a defense position. He gets assistance from Frakus, his teammate, who heals him. Wearing the med kit on his back, coming through the upper hallway, though, the U-shaped hallway. Two gamers from Gods. Pain God was one. I believe Bullet was the other, but he dies. An HE grenade being tossed in there. Steel then catches a bullet from Mega Boy as we go on top of the fish factory rooftops. Pain God doing a nice job hopping on to the SID building as we see an SR-8 kill by Satan. Again, Chemo on the receiving end. as Satan now with 7 kills overall, a majority of those with the SR8. His Satan is slowed down by Chemo, or excuse me, by Pain God. Another victory here for the Frag Robbers. They've opened up a 4-point advantage now, 7-3. And once on the Docks side of the map, we pick it up with Hollow G36 backpedaling past the guard shaft, dropping a couple HE grenades in here. He whips out the second one, going to drop it through that gate area. Nobody home. Nobody home for Gods as we see Gods spread out now. Pain God, I'm surprised he doesn't see him. Hollow right beneath him. Pain God runs just right past him from the office rooftop along the ledge and hops into the storage hallway. Did not see down below, but Pain God did. Catches him with an SR8 as we see on one, and it's going to be Steel who comes out on top. Picks up assistance from Frakus as Mega Boy goes down. Steel getting the kill in the water. They are trying to chase down Bullet. Not able to do so. Bullet takes down 2. Frakus and Steel. And just like that, Gods climbing back into the game. 7-4 is our score here. Gods not dead yet. Do not count them out, as we have a long way to go here in this cup match. 3.5 left in this round, then a full 20 over on UT Casa. Cannonballs holding down position on the upper balcony. He goes in the U-shaped hallway, comes out near the Fish Factory entrance. As we see Mega Boy going in and out of the kitchen, just beneath him, Bullet of Clan Gods. HKG36 in his hands. Mega Boy, though, slowed down by an SRH well placed by Hope. Cannonballs dropping down onto the Fish Factory rooftops. He quickly chases down Pain God, gunning him down. Frakus and Cannonballs now up on the Fish Factory rooftop, aiming down. A lot of action on the backside of the map. Once again, Hollow under heavy attack. But a Bullet ends up catching a Bullet. He dies. And just like that, Gods down to their last gamer, Zolano, going to have to fend off all 5. So could we have our first flawless victory here for Frag Robbers? We're going to find out in just a moment. Zolano, SR8 out on top of the Fish Factory rooftops, being shot at by 3 different gamers from Frag Robbers. And it's going to be Steel who gets a kill. There is a flawless victory. Frag Robbers have doubled up their score on Gods. 8-4 is our overall score right now here on UT Docs as we approach the 2-minute warning in the round. And Chemo near the Noob Towers. They'll make their move up onto the mid-level balcony. Inside the room they go, coming out on the balcony on the back side. As we see Zolano deciding if he's going to come up on to the top level of the building. He does so. Chemo leading the charge here. UMP-45 out. He chases down Cannonballs, killing him with the UMP-5 in the U-shaped hallway. Nice job there as Gods try to get one back here. Big SRA kill. Zolano never saw it coming. Hollow from all the way across the map over in the storage hallway. Sends him flying to his death. Great kill there by Frag Robbers. Hollow spamming yet another gamer here. Bullet dying as well. Through the U-shaped hallway comes Chemo, one of 2 gamers left alive for Gods. We follow him, Fish Factory rooftops, hops onto the Sid building, over to the Uptown, looking and aim down onto the bridge, just entering the storage facility. Comes through. Nice job there by Chemo. LR300 out, never let loose on the trigger. He's able to get another kill on Satan, taking out the sniper there. Mega Boy now behind the trash bin under the protocol sign, taking aim at Steel, who is sort of cornered on the docks, hiding behind a couple of crates. Yes, you got to love the crates. This time they prove worthy as Steel behind the crates. Now he jumps. It was not the best move. He does have a clanmate up on top of his Frakus LR300 out. This could be the final round. 26 seconds to go here. Frag Robbers trying to fend off the final attack here from Gods. As Steel and Frake is trying to stay alive here for another 13 seconds. As if they do, it looks like it might be a draw here. As we get ready to count it down from 3 seconds. 3-2-1, and this round is going to end in a draw. No, it's not. We're going to finish out the round time. My bad. We got 1:40 left in round time. Game time has finished. Steel catches a Bullet from Chemo's SR8, and then Chemo quickly taken out with an LR300 from Frakus. So it's mano-a-mano here to finish out the round. Frakus or Mega Boy, who is your money on? As a God's trying to climb back in here, they are 4 points down, so a victory here would be nice to go out in style. But Frag Robbers looking to do just the opposite. We are on the main street following Fracas, and they're almost directly abeam each other behind the Uptown building. Now on the alley, as we switch quickly to the alley, we're looking, they're both on the opposite side of the fence. Pretty funny to see here. As Fracas now doubles back, going down Main Street toward the guard shack. 45 seconds left in this round. And the gunfire opens up. It is going to be Mega Boy of Gods getting the kill. 8-5 is the round. That round goes to the Frag Robbers. We're going to step away, come back here in just about 40 seconds, recap the round, get in to second round coverage. It's Oswald. This is Inside the Game.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new family-oriented radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you, covering action from Second League Clan Base Spring 2005 Open Cup action. Gods taking on the Frag Robbers. First round goes to the Frag Robbers. Good round, though. 8-5 was our score. As we check out individual scores here, leading the leading killer here for the Frag Robbers, Steel, with 16 kills, 7 deaths. Nice kill-to-death ratio there for him. Actually, he had a good he was about the only one on the Frag Robbers with a positive kill-to-death ratio. Fracas right behind him, 9 kills, 7 deaths. Satan, 9-9, and never really giving up on his SR8. Looking at the Gods, Pain God, leading scorer for Gods, 11 kills, 9 deaths. Mega Boy, 9-10. Bullet 8-10. So a lot of negative ratios here. Nonetheless, some good gaming action, as we're going to go right to the round, as they are just about set to go. We have switched maps. We are over on UT Casa now. We're getting ready to start second round action here. Zenix, our admin, and we are on the Frag Robbers server, as we see Mega Boy of Gods asking if they can go red. And teams are now swapped, and we should be set to go. Good luck and have fun, but we have not readied up. So we got to wait for both teams to ready up here. Faking me out there again. That's not what I like. Teams still not ready. As we are just about 45 minutes away from our next match, that coming up here at 1:15, I believe, which is just about, like I said, 45 minutes from now. So let's get our game on. Let's get Inside the Game, which is where we take you here at Radio ITG. Inside the Game. No other station can claim that. And we will present the Dead Llamas players of the game after the round is completed. For the first round, Steel and Pain God, both are players of the round so far. 3-2-1. We are set to go. Good luck and have fun. Being exchanged as we follow Gods out of the covered passageway. Quick grenade. Pain God going down. Mega Boy also done in by a bullet. 2 quick kills here on the side of Gods. And they are quickly down to their last gamer, Chemo, who is running for his life. As we pick it up with him, he's got the SR8. He is sniped over on the bridge. Quickly dies. Going down. It is going to be a win here for the Frag Robbers very quickly. And they come out like they finished last round, very strong. We pick it up with Stick of Frag. Now the two subs for their respective teams. Stick with the HE grenade, crouched just next to the alley. Timbers over in the new alley. There's one grenade. There's two grenades. They fall harmlessly as we watch Bullet protecting the backside now. Zolano joins him as they look down the alley. Timbers, nobody home for Frag Robbers. They cannot get a good view, though. Very tight through there. As I go down there, don't see anybody. We make a move over to the T-intersection, otherwise known as the Main Square Alley, as we see Frag Robbers taking pot shots down toward the bridge area. Nobody home there for Gods. As Cannonball's coming through the courtyard alleyway into the Fountain Courtyard, he meets up with Death. Chemo with the DE kill. And just like that, three gamers from Gods converge, and they gun down They gunned down Stick and Cannonballs, but Steel also done in. Satan catches one of the unsuspecting Gods. That was Chemo catching a Spaz Blast, but it is going to be Gods who pulls out a victory here to tie things. 1-1 is our score here as we have started action on UT Casa. We spawn with Gods. They're in the Fountain Courtyard as two of them take off toward the main square out. Down the alley, Timbers, they start to run, quickly retreating as grenades infiltrate their airspace, being tossed into the alley. Timbers, grenades being tossed over buildings. Nothing but a grenade fest here to start this round, not even 30 seconds in, as we see Stick sticking his head down the alley. Timbers, he better watch out. Two gamers there with SRHs. One of them is bound to get him, and there it goes. Pain God with a big SRH shot, taking out Stick. I warned you, Stick. You didn't listen. Chemo also takes out Satan with a nice SRH as Pain God comes through, pistol whipping with the DE, outdoing Steel. So just like that, Pain God, or God's outrunning, being led by Pain God, inflicting pain, doing a nice job there for his clan as Cannonball's left to fend for himself. He is over in the new alley, just coming up on the patio that overlooks the marketplace. He does have an SR8 out, and we're going to go in-game here with Cannonball's very quickly. As we do, he is zoomed in, looking down the alley. Timbers, that is about the only effective place to look when you're up on that patio with an SR8 as he comes now running down the new alley over near the covered passageway. Up the stairway, he travels onto the patio, looking down the upper fountain hallway, coming through the patio courtyard side. He's under attack. He lets loose one bullet, not able to do so. As he turns back around to go in the upper fountain hallway, he is met with resistance. That is Chemo. He had his SR8 zoomed in. We were there first person with him. Never had a chance. Scoring out in favor of Gods as they slowly start to chip away at that three-point advantage that the frag robbers hold. Action restarts here. Nice SR8 shot from Satan. Chemo over in the marketplace alley. Never had a chance. As Satan and Frakus holding down that upper fountain hallway. Frakus with the LR300. Satan with the SR8. As we see Frakus jump down off that hallway inside the courtyard alleyway. And it's going to be Satan who gets a grenade kill here to end the round on a bullet. So just like that, we are tied back up. Two frag robbers and Gods. Second round coverage right here. We are in UT Casa, quickly coming down the upper fountain hallway. A till here. Pain God killing his own teammate, Chemo, as Mega Boy coming through. He meets up with his death. Then Pain God also getting a kill, but he too done in. Stick on the receiving end one time, on the giving end the other time. And after all is said, what is left for God too here? They go after Frakus and Steel, who are coming on the backside of level down the old alleyway that empties into the courtyard alleyway. Gunfire ensues. They are taking aim at Zolano. He's got the UMP-45 out. He readies a grenade. They exchange grenades. Both of them fall. Second one falls as he runs under the bridge. Zolano backpedaling toward the T-intersection. As he does, his teammate catches a bullet and actually, check that. He kills Frakus. Steel under heavy attack from a bullet. Bullet is going to kill him. Up on the balcony overlooking the patio courtyard, and just like that, Gods reclaim the lead here. 3-2 is our score as we're just about 6 minutes in. Action going to slow down here for a moment as we follow Pain God up on the patio. SR8 is trained down that upper fountain hallway as we see Zolano catching a grenade from Cannonballs in the background. Pain God not ready to give up his perch on the upper fountain hallway. We go down to the other end. It's mano a mano with SR8s. Dueling SR8s. No relation to dueling banjos. One of these going to come out on top, and it is going to be Satan. Satan, big kill on Pain God. We knew it was coming. It was just a matter of who was going to do the killing. It was Satan. As Satan now drops down with his Spaz 12, as Steel going to be the last gamer to get taken out before Bullet is put away. So good action. 3-3. We are tied back up here once again. Frag Robbers coming from behind after giving up 2 points and the lead. But remember, due to their 3-point advantage win on Docks, they do hold the overall lead here in this match. We go back to the upper fountain hallway where we know we're going to see Satan, and I'm sure Pain God is not too far away. But quickly scanning the fountain courtyard, nobody home there for the gods, as it looks like they have retreated over into the marketplace. And no, they haven't. Where did they go? Pain God, we pick it up with him coming down the T intersection. Under attack, running down the old alleyway. He hears some gunfire. That's Satan laying dead on the ground. Zolano doing the killing. Pain God now reverses course down the old alleyway back into the patio courtyard where he meets up with Cannonballs. And it's going to be the LR-300 of Pain God that does the killing here. Zolano hooking up with him. They heal each other up on the balcony overlooking the patio, somewhat shielded from any attack. As we go in search of Stick here, Stick running underneath the alley timbers toward the old alleyway near the red spawn, near the spawn area. Comes around the corner. Which way is he going to go? Looks like he avoids the T intersection, going to run down the old alleyway. Remember, only one way to go in the old alleyway. That is going to empty into, yes, the patio courtyard, though. Nobody home, though, as far as I can see, four gods. As they have now... past the fountain courtyard, running down the new alley. So it's a game of cat and mouse here once again. As we follow Stick, running down the upper fountain hallway, comes out on the patio. He is going to crouch and take a position there for just a minute. Let loose with a couple rounds from his LR-300. Stick hits Zolano in the right foot and in the groin. It's got to hurt, huh? That's got to hurt as we see Stick reloading the LR-300 down the stairwell. He comes down the new alleyway, quickly bunny hopping in to the marketplace. He's got the LR-300 out in front of him, goes to the marketplace alley. Pain God with a couple of shots. You hear a cry of pain from Stick. His Stick now trying to avoid the fire and the coordinated attack here from Gods. It's one thing you got to keep doing is moving, and Stick doing a nice job avoiding both of the gods players. But that was quick as Zolano comes as they meet in the patio courtyard, and it is going to be Zolano with the final kill here. Long round, but it's going to be Gods who gains a point. 4-3 is our score. As we spawn with Satan of the Frag Robbers up on the back overlooking the marketplace. Cannonball's coming quickly down the alley. Timbers, he's met by a grenade. That hurts him. And then Cannonball's done in by Bullet of Gods. Bullet calling for a medic. He's a medic himself, but he needs someone there to heal him. And quickly, he gets Chemo over there, who helps heal him up. Chemo now with the M4A1 out. That's the first time we've seen that weapon used today. Chemo trying his luck with. He definitely needs it. Only 4 kills, 6 deaths for him. Chemo and Bullet once again healing and reloading just on the back side of the alley timbers. Chemo now taking his life in his hands, running down the alley timbers. Not a wise move for gamers, but coming on the backside, it is Mega Boy and Clanmate Pain God. And a quickly coordinated attack takes down Frakas, Steel, and Satan over in the marketplace. Nice work by the gods there as they are now up by 2, slowly closing the gap on Frag Robbers. 1 point now separating them, an overall score. 5-3 is our round here, and I believe I said that wrong. I believe we're tied now, if memory serves me correct. 8-5 was our final score. No, we're still 1 point in favor of Frag Robbers. Sorry, I can't add right now. As we see back-to-back SR8 kills there, Satan got the SR8 kill, and Pain God with the HE grenade kill. Satan now not going to give up the SR8, and so far he's been pretty lethal with it. Satan, 7 kills, 5 deaths. Spaz 12 is his other best friend in a close quarter combat. And this time, Zolano cannot avoid the DE round from Satan, who picks up his 8th kill against 5 deaths. Doing a nice job here for Frag Robbers, keeping them in the game as he gets probably 1, maybe 2 kills around here with that SR8. As we pick up the action in the marketplace alley, a lot of action taking place as God's looking down the T intersection. Nothing but grenades. We see 1, 2, 3, 4 grenades going off there, but all useless. Nobody home there for the Frag Robbers as we see gunfire around the backside of the alley timbers. And once again, under attack, it is Stick as Frakas comes to heal him up. A grenade tossed in there, and here comes Pain God of Gods through the T intersection. He is gunned down. Bullet quickly coming through on Cannonballs. Mega Boy and Chemo doing some nice action. Frakas, Stick, and Steel all dying at the hands of Zolano and Chemo. Another M4 kill there for Chemo as we catch up with them down the old alleyway into the patio courtyard. Chemo and Mega Boy doing a lot of damage here late in this match, as we have just about 8 minutes to go, coming through the hallway into the patio of the fountain courtyard. Satan dropping down, gets a lead enema from Chemo. The M4 doing a nice job there. Cannonballs cannot keep up with Zolano. Another victory here. They're still 1 point behind overall, 6-4 into this match. They do have a 2-point advantage, as Frag Robbers trying to maintain their composure and the lead right now. They are reeling just a bit as God's putting the pressure on, as they know time is slowly going against him here. 7 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting down. As we keep it here with the Frag Robbers on the backside, quickly coming down the alley. Tamaro's Chemo. Frank is back-to-back kills on Bullet and Chemo, but Pain God and Clan hook up, doing two kills. Pain God catches one in the helmet before Zolano right there to pick up cannonballs, and Mega Boy out to gunning Steel, quickly following up the action stick down at the old alleyway. He hooks up with Zolano and Mega Boy. Not a wise move on the part of Stick. He's bleeding. He is down. Mega Boy with the kill. Zolano and Mega Boy now heal up. Very quickly comes Satan. He gets another pistol whip. DE round for Satan, as we see Stick disconnecting. They better call a sub in here very quickly. Hollow at the end of the round. We may have a timeout here, as we see another victory for Gods. And yes, there is a timeout. That is good. 7-4. 3-point advantage now for Gods, as we are all tied up with just inside 7 minutes to go. Not sure what happened to Stick. He timed out and suddenly dropped. So with that, we're going to take a quick timeout and come right back.
This is Radio ITG.
That's right. It's Oswald here inside the game. We are with Urban Terror. Gods taking on the Frag Robbers. We are ready to resume gameplay here in 3 seconds. 2-1. Stick was dropped for some unknown reason. So, Hollow? Hollow's going to enter the game in a place of Stick. Score 7-4 in favor of Gods, as we are all tied up here, folks. Yes, 6.5 to go. We are all tied up after 27 minutes of play. Check that, 33 minutes of play. Again, my math not well right now. God forbid I make a mistake on math at work. It's okay to do it here because I can correct myself very quickly. We follow Pain God. He's over in the new alleyway just past the covered passageway, the spawn area. He does have an LR-300 out. Let's loose his cannonballs coming through the Market Square alley. Never had a chance. He goes down. Pain God also gets a kill on Hollow. Welcome to the game, Hollow. Meet my little friend. His Bullet defend himself from the attacks. But Frakus running for his life. Mega Boy chasing him down, killing him. And God's putting on a nice display of skills here. They've won the last three in a row. They are up by a point now. 8-4 overall is our score in this round at this point. And that's got to hurt. Hollow becomes a nasty stain. Zolano, nice HE grenade toss up onto the bridge. As you're not supposed to catch grenades. How many times have I told you that? Not a healthy thing to do, as we follow the Frag Robbers over in the marketplace, holding back. Yes, that is Satan with the SR-8 Steel running down the alley. Timbers quickly retreating. He does have Frakus in front of him. Steel and Frakus, and now into the action. Pain God gets a kill on Frakus, and he is taken out by cannonballs. Mega Boy cannot outlast the gunshot from cannonballs as well. So a 3-on-3 rush there. Oh, quickly coming down. Zolano trying to get the drop on the Frag Robbers. Not able to do so. He's able to gun one down, which was Steel. But then quickly his life extinguished by Satan's SR-8. How many times will we call that today to pick up a win there, pick up another point for the Frag Robbers? Great work. Now, why Hollow is using an HK-69 is beyond me. That is not a bright thing to do, especially when you are down by one round. That's dumb. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody, but that's a stupid weapon to carry. And yes, I know we made the game, but don't carry an HK-69 in this round, especially on this map. It's too quick of a map. And if you're going to continue to fire over the rooftops, that's even a worse tactic. Oh, okay, I got that out of the way. Back to the game here. We follow it with Gods. They are over in the patio courtyard, as they're going to have to watch out from raining grenades coming over the buildings. Hollow becomes a nasty stain. Again, a nice timed a grenade there tossed by Pain God. Pain God now coming through the courtyard alleyway. He's got his LR-300 out. Nobody home in that courtyard. Up on the balcony, though, it is Satan under heavy attack. Another lead enema given out by Chemo. He enjoys doing that. I'm sure Satan will think otherwise, seeing as he's been on the receiving end twice now of that lead enema. That's got to open you up wide, you know that, come to think of it. Frakus now coming down the old alleyway. Pain God in his way, but Frakus and Pain God exchange kills. Both of them go down, I believe. No, negative. Frakus still alive on the backside of the map. He does have help from one of his clanmates. That was Steel, but Steel meets up with the Retro M4. Another lead enema handed out. Two more lead enemas handed out. Nice work by Chemo. Two more kills. That's 12 for him. 10-5 is our score here as we're just approaching the 3-minute mark in this match. Some good action, but so far on UT Casa, it has been all gods. As an early lead by Frag Roberts has fallen by the wayside, as Zolano tosses yet another grenade. Cannonballs catching and dying once again. Hollow with the grenade, tossing it over towards that T-intersection quickly. Now down he comes with the SR-8 out. Again, I question some of the weapons they choose in different roles here as he comes down the old alleyway. MP5K out. Now he's with Steel. Steel, oh, great turnaround. SR-8 shot. Hollow slows down. Bullet taking him down. That was a definite needed kill there for Frag Robbers if they want to continue in this game. Pain God, Zolano now coming from the patio courtyard. They take down Steel and Hollow. Pain God gets the final kill, and that could have sealed the victory here for Gods as they are now up by 3 rounds here with 2 minutes left to go in this match. Frag Robbers is going to have to try to stop the bleeding and climb back in here. They definitely need 3 victories to tie even, just to draw even here in the round. As we see Cannonballs down the upper fountain hallway, he stops at the balcony area, turns, and continues down. Chemo meets up with him. Action ensues. They kill each other, so they give up and get one kill. Mega Boy bleeding, HK69 out, coming out with the Spaz 12, trying to get the kill. It is Satan. He does so, but quickly up the steps, Mega Boy and Zolano. It's going to be Zolano who gets the kill. Mega Boy was actually dropped by Satan's DE before he himself was killed. We go back down the upper fountain hallway, and it is Zolano with the Spaz 12 out. Now he switches to the LR-300 as we see Steel getting a whole lot of hole from Bullets. DE round on the backside of that. Nice throwing grenade there. Frakus just avoids it for the Frag Robbers. Quickly turns tail and runs down the old alleyway. In hot pursuit is Pain God and Bullet as they split up trying to flank the last Robbers. That is Frakus. As we go toward the T-intersection, the main square alley, gunfire erupting, hit and bleeding. Frakus, he's down to about 20% health, bleeding. He's got to heal himself. He does so, LR-300. Frakus cannot do anything. He kills himself. Probably a good move, but at this point, it is not going to matter. We're inside 45 seconds here in the match, and it looks like God's coming from behind, going to take the victory here. It's been an outstanding match. Frag Robbers, though, a late add to the cup, showing some great skills on docks and early on UT Casa, but Gods have just been too much here. As we see more action taking place, Bullet catching a grenade from Cannonballs up on the patio above the fountain. It is another kill for Zolano with his LR-300. Hollow on the wrong end again from another kill. Mega Boy with that action. And Zolano once again left running for his life to fend for himself. Great headshot on Cannonballs to maintain his life and composure. Retreats 70% health. Time has expired. This is going to be the last round as we follow Zolano. He is bleeding. He is getting ready to die. 5% health. DE out. Bleed, baby, bleed, or heal yourself. One of the two, and he bleeds to death. That is the round. Congratulations to Gods. We're going to come back, wrap things up here, and get right into our next match. It's Oswald. You are inside the game. And we are coming right back.
Would you like some of this? Or some of this?
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you between matches once again as the next match getting ready to start here in just about 10 minutes. Congratulations. Congratulations go out to Gods that they have come from behind. They defeated Frag Robbers 12-6 on UT Casa. Final score here of the match, 17-14, three-round advantage for Gods. They go on to win the match. Our Dead Llamas players of the game. For Gods, it's going to be Pain God pulling a top score in both rounds. And for the Frag Robbers, checking things out here, going back and forth here, we're going to give it to Frakus. Frakus had a very good match. He and Pain God are Dead Llamas players of the game. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in.